Hello, friends. We recorded this episode in a library, and the AC was just humming in the background the entire time. So I don't think it takes away from the episode, but just wanted to let you know that I tried to get it out, but it's still there. But definitely great content. Here you go. No matter how people try to make it seem, everything requires time, work, and dedication. Period. Welcome back to Teacher Tales, where we give you the keys to overcoming teacher burnout to find work-life balance and educational bliss, if it still exists. This Socratic session, me and guess who, Miss Hill, chat about our exploration of various side hustle ideas. Yeah, we've lost a little bit of money here and there. From teaching online to voiceover work, we share our insights on what it takes to succeed in the side hustle game. Well, 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 look who's back.
Haha, it's me, friends.
It's Miss Hill.
Yes.
Back for another episode.
I know y'all gonna get tired of me. He's gonna have other guests, I promise.
You're a good guest. We always have fun when we talk.
And very true.
Laugh. And
I know y'all be laughing at me. There's no way that you can't hear what I be saying sometimes and be like, she's goofy.
We need a little goofy in our lives.
We do.
Just a little, though.
Just a little.
Too much goofy is annoying.
I'm a lot of goofy. And that may be why I'm still single, y'all.
On that note. Side hustle. I hate that word. But as a teacher, I think that people talk a lot about teacher pay. At least here where we live in Houston-ish Texas.
The math don't be mathing.
It's better than a lot of other places.
Very true. It's much better than Louisiana.
So I think, like, depending on where you teach, it could be okay.
And if you're in HISD, you live in the life. Especially if you're in an NES school. We're all jealous. We just know that the NES schools are not for us.
Are those the people that's getting paid $100,000?
Uh-huh.
I could go over there.
You are one of the very few people that would still thrive at an NES school.
Think so?
Yes.
What does NES stand for?
I'm not sure what it stands for.
Nintendo Entertainment System.
No. But I know it's much more strict. And they have, like, a lot of, like, rules. Like, people, you can't sit down at your desk. There's cameras in the classroom.
See, why do you think I would be okay over there?
Because you...
I don't like being bothered.
But you're not going to be bothered because you're a teacher that does what they're supposed to do. Like, there's never going to be a time when, like, somebody looks... Like, say somebody was watching your classroom on camera. They wouldn't be like, what is this class doing? Like, nobody's involved. Nobody's doing anything.
You think we do this stuff every single day?
No, but I know
it's often.
Exactly. But even on the days that they're not, like, days that are, like, chill days, they're still something that they're actively doing.
They should be.
Exactly. There's maybe, like, two kids in the class that aren't. But, like, two out of our class sizes, be, like, 30 to 32 is still immaculate.
Here's my question.
Okay.
Can I take phones? Do they take the phones at those
schools? They take the phones at those schools.
I'm golden. I'm moving next year. I'm out of here.
They take the phones.
If I could have that phone, oh, it's a wrap.
Yeah, they take the phones.
That's perfect.
So this was it. You would thrive over there. I would not. No, thank you. I'm going to stay over here and keep complaining about my paycheck, but I'm not going over there.
So speaking of paychecks, sidehustlenation.com. I just Google searched this stuff.
Okay.
Because a lot of people talk about side hustles. I am not... I've tried stuff and lost money trying to have a side hustle. It just, I think that you can, but it comes with a caveat.
Yes.
It has to be something that you really want to do and really care about.
Correct.
And that you can make money on. That's how it becomes.
Correct.
A successful side hustle, I would say, because other things, they're just going to take up more time.
Well, see, and I think that's
pull you away from the stuff that you actually want to do.
I think that's the disconnect between when people say side hustle. Most people that have successful side hustles, the goal is for that to become their main stream of income. So, like, it doesn't bother you to put in extra hours after work for this because
right.
if you could make what you make and doing that and not your 9 to 5, you would 100% go over there.
Right.
Well, whereas people that like try to create side hustles just to make a quick dollar, we're struggling because it's not how it works. Because we thinking like it should be simple. Like, okay, I'm doing what y'all say do, but it's not working because I'm not passionate about it. So
hour a day, I'm supposed to be making an extra $1,000.
Yeah, y'all lie. This is
liars.
This is not it.
So eventually, like I can't call this a side hustle because I don't make any money.
Very true.
So it's a hobby.
It's a hobby.
A hobby hustle that hopefully one day turn into a full-time gig.
But like, there are people who make money off of podcasts.
Yeah.
This is a great side hustle. Because in reality, what was that comedian that was a teacher? The comedian teacher man?
I know who you're talking about.
I can't think
of it. It was in like Board Teachers. I think that's who you're talking about. The black dude?
Yes.
Yeah. Mr. Like, Mac, I think it is.
I don't remember what his name is. But like, think about
it. Y'all know who we're talking about.
But think about the amount of videos and exposure that he's gotten from just telling jokes from his 9 to 5. And now that's all he does all year long. And like, podcasts are a great thing that people do, especially, now granted, you have to appeal to teachers, which is difficult because most of us don't have the time frame to sit and do this. But think about all them thousands of relationship podcasts that don't talk about nothing.
Nothing.
That they're extremely popular and then they make money off of it because then they get these deals. But like, there's a lot of stuff you can do with your teacher podcast because then you can get companies like that want you to talk about their stuff or endorsements and stuff like that. So this could be a great side hustle. We're gonna get it there. Y'all need to start sharing and promoting Teacher Tales.
Okay? Share. So
that we can get out of this education field for real.
Actually, I always plan on being a teacher.
Woo! Said no one ever.
But just not like a high school teacher.
You want to be a professor?
Be a professor.
I can 100%
and do
that.
You know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I got my class.
I can see that.
But I'm also doing podcasting. Then
that's ideal. Coming then. Because when you get done with your master's, that's 100% what I see you doing.
There's a plan in place.
I got the plan, y'all.
So, Side Hustle Nation has the 23 best side hustles for teachers. Earn $1,000 a week or more.
All this going to sound like lies.
Lies.
But sure, let's...
Shout out to Side Hustle Nation and the website for putting this together.
Yes, sure.
All right. Number one is something that I actually have done a little bit of, tutoring.
I've never tutored before, so I can see how it can be extremely fruitful. Speech is not the only thing that I'm certified in. I am certified to teach middle school English. I just don't have the desire to do it.
Heck no. So, not dealing with no middle schoolers.
I mean, that would probably be the easiest side hustle because that's when kids start to struggle in English, is in middle school.
Tutoring is always something that is in demand if you tutor the right thing.
Correct. If you're tutoring like math and science have to be extremely high with the tutor rates, because like for English, it's kind of self-explanatory. Like,
everybody think they can kind of write.
Yes, but
if you can't do math, you kind of know, like, oh yeah, this is the wrong answer.
It's not gonna. But like writing, it's all kind of subjective because the reader can interpret things very differently. Right. And reading is simply that, reading. So, but again, when kids start to hate it, I don't know. And granted, I've never tutored English before, but I'm not really sure what you would do to encourage a kid to start liking English.
My guess is find stuff that they would
be entertained with, which makes sense. But like math, baby, listen, we got this. This is like,
you did not solve for X.
You have, like, for pre-cal tutoring, like, you have to genuinely like learn the different formulas and all different things. So like, that's probably a great high demand for that.
I tutored somebody last year, an adult, in public speaking. He was a psychologist, I think. He did something like psychology.
Okay.
And he wanted to be able to give these presentations about mental health. So we would go over stuff and we would just write it out. So we basically made a structure of what he would, like his whole speech, we structured it just like our class.
Yeah, like we do in our class.
And those were some very fun, like, tutoring sessions.
Well, I can 100% understand that, because as an adult, you think that you understand how to do like public speaking. But mm-hmm. I think the
people are so scared.
But I think that's the disconnect for me, because like I don't have a problem speaking in front of crowds. So like when you ask me to like help you talk in front of a crowd as an adult, it's like, but you do it all the time.
Maybe not.
But like, even in social settings, like when you go to the bar,
not the same.
Right, and it's not this, but for me, it's no different, because if I can talk in this crowd, I can talk in front of a group. I don't.
So, but in a social setting, nobody's expecting you to like teach them something. Like, they're not paying money to come listen to you talk and give them information. I don't know what kind of social setting you're in. That's a different kind of size.
No, I'm saying that like, even when you're having like normal conversations with somebody, your expectation is still to gain something from it.
Entertainment. But when I talk to people.
But
it's just, hey, how's it going?
And then you start talking, and then it turns into more of a conversation, like, how was your day? And then you learn something about that person's day.
Okay, I guess so.
See?
Number two.
Okay.
I would teach other adults though about public speaking and helping them create speeches. That would be awesome.
I can see that.
Selling printables. You have a t-shirt shop. That's not the same, though.
I think when they're talking about printables, they mean, like, lesson plan printables.
No.
You could make a... Why don't you do that? OMG, that just dawned on me. That is your easiest... You know how much money you can make on teacher pay teacher selling your lesson plans?
I don't know.
That... Oh, my God.
Okay, I think we just found me a side hustle.
We did, because my sister used to do that for, like, elementary school, and she used to make a lot of money. Like, just selling, like, her lessons and activities that she would come up with.
Yeah.
Put it on Teacher Pay Teacher and watch you make a whole bunch of money.
Okay, we're going to find out.
Because you do have a lot of, like your, what was it, the zombie apocalypse?
Is it, like, detailed enough? A lot of that stuff I just come up with off the top of my head.
But it's detailed enough. Because, like, from a novice teacher who, like, doesn't know your brain all the time, right. I can still understand what the objective is.
Okay. I don't have to have a lesson, a learning intention, or a success criteria,
no.
Do I?
No.
I hate those.
No.
Okay.
That's your side hustle. We have given Mr. Franklin a real side hustle.
Okay, y'all. Friends, we're going to keep y'all posted
on
the side hustles.
I'm going to make sure that he actually does it.
If this makes money, you think I got ideas now.
That's what I'm saying.
I have so much stuff that I'm coming up with.
But that's what I'm saying. You do a lot in your classroom.
I do.
Like the Build Your School project would be insane on a teacher pay teacher. Because there are, like, in HISD, speech is still a required subject.
Is it?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% sure. It's still required.
Okay.
It's only in HISD and Fort Bend where we still require.
In Pasadena.
Oh, that's true.
And I think it was Spring Branch. I remember it because it was only like,
it's, yeah, I'm like
three
it's,
districts.
There's not a lot of schools. That were, but that's what I'm saying. Like, those teachers can use this material.
They sure can.
And not even just them. Like, college professors can use your material.
You think they would?
Yeah, it's in the public speaking class because it's fun. It's supposed to be interactive.
All right, guys. I'm coming with some stuff.
Yeah, we're going to put we're going to make him a teacher pay teacher account today.
Because I've seen those things before. But I'm like, I don't use it because I just...
Right, because you do it yourself. But there's teachers like me who get on Teachers Pay Teacher.
Did you ever pay for that stuff?
Yes. Before I met you, yes. What do you mean?
Oh. All right. Number three, teaching online. No.
Really?
I hated the online experience.
See, I would 100% teach online.
Maybe
if I could find a college course to teach speech online, 100% would. Would love to do that. Because I was an online student, loved online classes.
Yeah, I need to talk to people
real
life.
I will get up in front of my camera and record my speech and turn it in and be perfectly fine if I never have to walk inside of a classroom. But that's me. I
that
love
is.
Online classes. I will 100% teach an online class.
Yeah, how am I going to teach college courses if I'm not online? I guess I could go to a HCC building.
Correct.
That would be fun.
I think you would really have a lot of fun with it.
I can't wait. I'll be done with my master's into the summer. Here we go. Reselling your curriculum. I think we just covered that.
We did.
Number five, a mobile notary service.
I've heard of that and heard that it can be extremely fruitful. I just haven't.
Kia got her notary stuff.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if she's notarized anything yet.
Well, it's good to know. I wish I would have known that. I did a whole bunch of stuff notarized over the summer.
It doesn't really come up because, you know.
It's not something that you're like.
When she's out of school, maybe she'll.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, we talked about that before where you're trying to do stuff because you're trying to make this extra money.
Yeah.
But sometimes it just don't work.
Yeah.
And maybe you spent some money and got a notary certification or whatever, or applied or whatever. He's just like, I'm not doing this.
Well, that's why I keep saying about my real estate license. Like, I want to go get my real estate license. But then I know that I'm not sure if that's something that I really want to do. Because then I would have to, like, legit talk to people a lot.
Yes.
And, there was a point in time in my life when I was extremely social.
You keep saying that you're a social person, but then you give us so many examples of how you're not social.
Because I can be social when I have to be. It's just, I told you, I'm in, what is it called? An ambivert.
Oh, my gosh. Number six. Online surveys, I feel like these are just
BS.
Yeah.
No.
We're going to skip past that one. Junk. Freelance writing.
Mm-mm.
No, not a writer. You're a reader, not a writer.
I'm a reader. And granted, I journal, but I don't think anybody would want to read the stuff that I be journaling.
Maybe. Just make it anonymous and post it somewhere.
<It's true.
laughs> I think I'm a good writer, but I'm probably not as good as I think I am.
Well, you write your college papers and
I do.
You get good grades, so maybe you are.
Maybe. I'm not going to be writing in my free time, though.
Very true. That's what I'm not doing.
Build an informative website is number eight.
For what? And what am I informing people on?
This is, if you enjoy writing, blogging is also another worthy side gig you can earn money from.
Doesn't even make sense. Skip.
Okay. I guess if you have a specific expertise, so like putting together these kinds of lists and informative stuff, maybe people, it says advertising.
Sure.
Affiliate partnerships. No,
sure.
You're not in. She's
no,
not in.
I lost my entire interest, y'all. Because what? Does it make sense?
Focus groups and paid research studies.
Spam, scam, scam.
I would so do this.
You look like the person that would be like, you know what? I want to go read. Or, like, when they would do, like, the things about, what is it called? Or, like, studies of, like, sleeping studies. Or studies of, like, who can stay up and eat this type of whatever.
Yeah,
that you
I'm
look like that
it.
Person. Yeah.
Or if they put, like, 10 people in the room, y'all gotta, I don't know, do something. Yeah. Don't eat the marshmallow.
Like, the little videos that they do with the kids.
Yes, I'm in.
No,
like, all of that stuff sounds fun to me. It's not even about the money.
No, thank you. And I'm the opposite.
The money is just the added bonus.
Literally the opposite.
Okay. Remote bookkeeping.
Who?
Absolutely not.
What is that?
Okay. In fairness, it says this one is just for math teachers, but really anyone can do it. So virtual bookkeepers apparently have reportedly made up to $60 an hour. But they just... I had somebody... We was doing the Fallout Shelter project. And
the what?
Fallout Shelter.
What is that?
It's where you have to like pick from 10 people and only 6 can survive.
Oh,
you have to
like,
decide.
Sounds like one of your lessons.
I didn't come up with that one.
Okay.
But one of them is called a bookkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my students was like, that's a person that keeps books. I was like, no, that's a librarian.
Well, that's not nice.
Not a bookkeeper.
Okay.
So when I saw that word, that reminded me of that. So yeah, we're not bookkeepers. We're not
bad. Not at all. Sorry.
Flea market flipping.
That sounds like
dropshipping. Sounds like dropshipping to me.
Yeah.
Buying stuff and reselling it.
Not doing it. Pick somebody else. It really doesn't even make sense.
It's like thrifting.
Sure.
But then reselling it.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Ms. Hills out.
Out, checked out.
Number 12. Oh, yeah, you would love this.
I would love this, okay.
This one, number 12. Babysitting.
Ironically, when I was a little girl, I did babysit. So let's talk about that. I was a great babysitter at the time.
Mm.
But yeah, at my big grown age today, no, I could never watch somebody's kid like that long term. Outside of my own.
For $12 to $15 an hour? Absolutely
no.
not.
I don't even get paid for teaching, so no. And I babysit 30 plus kids in the classroom.
You get paid more than $15 an hour.
I don't think so. 300 divided by... Oh my God.
She's doing the math.
Okay, I do. But for 30 kids in my classroom? I want to get babysitting hours for teaching. That's essentially what we're doing.
A couple hours a day.
No, think about how many kids you have in your class at one time.
Yeah.
So babysitting hours are about $10 an hour. $10 an hour per kid per hour.
Yeah. Then we would all be making great money.
Exactly. Run me my coins. Or make these school hours shorter.
Or you're just going to deal with it.
Which is what I'm going to do regardless.
Number 13, Airbnb. You wouldn't rent out a room in your place?
No.
Absolutely not.
I have a kid.
If I was single, nah, because I don't want to sit on the couch in my underwear playing video games.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be bothered.
That's still getting weird, so no.
You wouldn't, like, buy a home and rent it? That's something a lot of people talk about. Getting real estate, buy a home, property.
Very true. But that's still a lot of work. And I don't think that's for me.
I don't want to do a lot of work. And flipping homes is a lot of work.
As I said, real estate sounds great. I would want to flip a home to live in. Like, I am weird like that. I want a fixer-upper. Like, when I do buy my own house, I want a fixer-upper. So very bad.
You could find one.
I want one, though.
I'm good. We already talked about it. I don't want to do all that extra work stuff. I don't want to tear up something.
I do. Like, I love
but you
watching.
Then you got to fix it.
I love watching, like, the Home Good show or HGTV and watching them, like, tear down and, like, when the people get to, like...
Those are professionals.
No, sometimes, like, when they...
But I could tear up stuff. But the fixing part...
Yeah, I'm not planning to fix it myself. I want to buy a fixer-upper and then recreate my dream home in that. But, like, hire other people to do it, not me physically doing it.
I thought you was talking about fixing it.
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
What about this one? Since you're a reader, self-publishing.
Again, that would require me to write.
You could have somebody else write it. Ghostwriter.
Sure. No, thank you, though.
You just have to talk about what you want.
I got plenty of stories. That would be great books. But, yeah, no.
Great books?
Yes. Great books. I've lived a wild life. Had some wild things happen to me. So, yeah.
Like what?
Absolutely not. It's not that type of podcast, y'all.
You can't give us one story?
No.
You should give us a story.
Sorry, y'all.
For the for your friends out there.
Y'all are my friends. But no. I don't even talk to my real friends. I only have two friends that even know, like, the real story of what happened in my life. But yeah. Got a lot of different... I actually have a lot of friends. To be, like, a non-social person, I know a lot of people. I had 375 guests at my wedding. So I promise you, I know a lot of people. Very
That's
social.
A lot.
Sometimes.
I didn't have a wedding.
We've talked about this. Should I got married young.
Right. Young and broke. Now we're just older and broke.
It's coming. The richer days are coming.
It's funny to say that stuff. I know my time is coming, which actually brings us to number 15, become an adjunct professor. That is happening.
Yes.
That's happening. Somebody told me recently that working for a university, a lot of those professors have PhDs.
Are you going to go get your doctorate?
Man, you can never say never, because I said I'm never going back to school. And here I am, almost done. So maybe I'll be a PhD one day. I don't know. I don't plan on it.
You will
be. I have no desire.
I genuinely think that you are a person who has a thirst for knowledge.
Really?
Yes. You give me that
I think
vibe.
That's true, but I don't have a thirst to be in school.
No, but you have a thirst for knowledge and to continue to expand in your field. And being a professor, and like, not just an adjunct professor, but being a real professor at U of H or UNT Man. Or wherever the case may be, as a professional communications teacher is like wild.
PhD is something else.
It's not. It's just more papers. You'll be okay.
I don't want to write more papers.
It's not even that long. He'll be fine. He's going to go get his doctorate.
Stop.
He's going to get his PhD, I believe.
I don't know that, but if the time comes where I feel like I need a PhD, then I will get one.
I believe it. It's going to come.
Just like I got my master's or correct. I'm getting.
Got. We're speaking that into existence. Manifestation.
Manifestation means nothing if you don't do the work.
But you do the work.
That's true.
Exactly.
Okay. After school program is totally out of the question. I'm no longer a coach.
I'm a coach. So that is my after school program.
That is.
So, no, thank you. I'm not taking on nothing else outside of what I'm already doing.
Oh, this not this one I actually definitely have interest in. Voiceover work.
Yes. I can 100% see you doing that. 110%.
That would be so cool. Get paid to talk. That's what it says right here. I'm sure it's not that easy. I've looked into this. Like, you have to have these different...
ability to make different voices.
Well, you have to have, like, these, like, computer specs and sound quality and all this kind of stuff that you... It's not just... You can't just put it up in the room. Like, you got to have, like, but soundproofing and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but, like, aren't you going to different... Well, I guess when I think of, like, a voice of a person is for a movie. For, like, cartoons.
Ooh. I would do that too.
But that's literally where my mind went.
I would do
because like of this Princess stuff. And the Frog, they're not like they're talking.
Right.
So like that's essentially the same thing, is it not?
Well, like it's different being an animated character and then reading for, you know, a Best Buy commercial.
Got it. Okay.
I actually interviewed somebody, one of my favorite interviews on my last show. Jody Krangle was her name. And she does voiceovers.
Okay.
And so she showed me some of her stuff. I was like, I've heard that before. So she definitely be a great resource for that. But she's been doing it for a while. Shout out to Jody.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Number 18, we can just become a coach.
It's a scam.
You definitely don't get paid.
The amount of work that you put into it.
Yes. You got to love it.
And I That's the disconnect. Like,
You have to... It's a different level.
Yes, like, it's a different level. It's like loving... Like, when you say you love your child, that's kind of how you have to feel about your sport. Because you're... Especially as a teacher, like, taking on coaching in an education standpoint means that you genuinely love this. And you're not doing it for the money. Because there's really no money involved in coaching in high school. And especially not coaching cheer. A lot of people don't even recognize cheer as, like, coaching. They think sponsoring.
They really don't.
Like, when I was on dating apps and I would put, like, I'm a teacher / coach. People are like, oh, what do you coach? Volleyball? No, I coach cheer. And they're like, that's, like, a real thing.
The
like,
disrespect.
What do you... Yeah, so it's like, no. Like, it's a... Like, I do real work. On the day, I actually do more work than the volleyball, basketball, and baseball coaches combined.
Ooh. So this is definitely another episode because I do plan on having that discussion about being a coach and what that looks like.
Being a cheer coach is 100% like a real.
A real coach job.
Like it's not, like when I got signed up for it, they presented it as like, it's really simple. Like, you just go to a couple of games. You just really have to be there.
Right.
And that's not what you have to do at all.
Not if you want to be good.
Bingo. Not if you want to be good. And I'm an extremely competitive person, so that's where they tricked me. So, yeah.
Okay, we're going to save the rest of that for...
Another episode. Y'all get to hear me again for something else.
Okay, 19.
Okay.
Local rentals. I don't even...
Understand what that's about. That sounds just like the other one with, like, flipping houses. Or Airbnb.
That's portable hot tub rentals. Oh, I guess like bounce houses and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So like when I wanted to be in event planning, that was something that I did think about, like buying materials and like holding it. But again, I don't like to drive, y'all. So like when people want you to travel.
Yeah,
you're
done.
It's like, you can't come pick it up. You sure you can't come pick it up? It's cheaper if you pick it up than me driving to get it to. But no, that could be a great side hustle, actually.
If you like driving around.
Even if you, like, because again, there are still a lot of people that will take the discount of coming to pick up their bounce house.
That's true.
Or stuff like that. It's just making sure that you keep your stuff clean and not broken because you're giving out thousands. Because, like, my uncle, we were going to buy.
Tearing that stuff up.
We were going to buy the portable movie screens, like the big screens where you can have in your backyard. We bought one so that we could have it, and we were going to rent it out. But then, like, the fear of, like, not being present where your stuff is and then somebody breaking it. well, now I'm out of that equipment and I'm supposed to rent it out tomorrow and I can't anymore. So
now you're losing money.
Now I'm losing money.
You got to have more than one screen.
Sure.
Yep.
That's the
investment. Return on investment.
Yeah.
Okay, this next one, starting a YouTube channel?
Not for me, y'all.
Yeah, I think maybe eventually this will have a channel, but not right now. Yeah. I do not want to deal with video. Indie number 21 is podcasting. So we got that covered.
Woo!
Got
Mr.
that
Franklin
covered.
Has that covered, not me.
Well, you kind of like a lightweight, you know, number two.
Facts.
You've been on here way more than other people.
Facts. It's because I have so much stuff to say. When he says I don't talk to y'all friends, I talk to people.
She talks to me.
Facts.
Okay. Number 22. Since you like to read, I've said that a couple times and it hasn't worked out.
No, it hasn't.
Proofreading.
No. I hate reading my students' work. So I 100% don't want to read somebody else's writing.
But this wouldn't be, this doesn't have to be like kids. It could be adults. Okay. Writing books. You like to read books? Proofread?
Yeah, but then I'm not reading to like see what your mistakes are. I'm reading to like
entertain yourself.
Entertain myself. So I'm still not going to be good at this job because they're going to be like, you missed all these missing periods.
And but your story was great.
Your story was great. It really entertained me. So I don't really know what you mean.
We still have not found a side hustle for Ms. Hill.
We're not going to find a side hustle.
Amazon influencer. Moving on. Oh, wait, that was it. That was number 23.
We did not find a side hustle for Ms. Hill. My side hustle is coaching. That was on the list.
That's true.
And that's what I do with my free time. I keep saying I'm going to make mommy and me content. Because that would be a great side hustle for me. I just do not have.
You don't want to do the content part.
The content part, this is not. I'm not a fan of. Like, setting up a camera to create a scenario between me and my daughter sounds so weird.
That's different. Like, because kids coming up now, they probably think like, yeah, of course, that's what you would do. Like, for
but it's,
us.
It's like.
No. We're not used to recording everything like
and
that.
Like, when I am recording her, I'm not in the camera. So, like, I'm not recording us doing something. It's I'm recording her.
Right.
So it's like when you say like set the camera up and then try and create some organic exchange between us, it's like it's not happening now because we're not for like I'm not a stage person. So like at this point this ain't real no more. But shout out to all you content creators who do it.
Yeah. Good luck.
I watch a lot of it. I don't really take in a lot of it because I understand that it's a stage thing, but a lot of people still haven't grasped that yet.
They didn't have actor on here. That's something I want to do, too.
I used to want to be an actor so very bad.
What happened?
I chose athletics. So when I was in college, my...
Here we go, a story.
When I was in college, I wanted to be a sports anchor. That was what I wanted to do so bad. Mm. And then it turned into a sports agent.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turned into a communications.
We're just not. We're going downhill.
Yeah. Right now. But, like, because I went to Hightower and we had that broadcasting program there, mm-hmm. I was the sports anchor for our high school broadcast. And when I went to college, I spent a lot of my first 2 years still doing that. But, yeah, no, it just never. I still love theater. Like, I love going to the plays. I love watching musicals. I just don't do it.
I would
myself.
Do a musical.
I love musicals.
I hate watching musicals.
What?
They suck.
I love musicals.
I never watch musicals, but I would do one because I like to sing.
No,
act.
I love musicals. That's see, you're not contributing to people loving this thing, but I love musicals.
Okay. If you had to give somebody some advice about a side hustle, what would it be? From the person with no side hustle.
No, I have no side hustle, y'all. Well, I do. I coach. Again, your side hustle has to be something that you love or you're not going to be successful at it. So it doesn't matter if you take on something that you're not genuinely passionate about. It's not going to be successful. You have to invest in it to get something back. So don't let these people tell you to pick up a side hustle of doing
quick
something.
Money.
Quick money is not real. No matter how people try and make it seem like it. Everything requires work and dedication. Period.
Boom. Done and done.
I did it.
I hope you all enjoyed that conversation between me and the wonderful Ms. Hill. It's always a pleasure having her on as we provide you the keys to unlocking the teacher life we all desire. Before we get out of here, remember, if you decide to side hustle, find something that aligns with your passions. It's more likely that you'll be successful that way. This will also help you avoid common pitfalls, avoid burning money, and extra burnout. Yes, it's a side hustle, but it's still work. But hey, you never know where your big break can come from. As always, thank you for listening. Keep teaching, keep learning, and I will see you all on the next journey.